We're here with this week's edition of At the Game. Ken Brown from WJR Radio, Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, as we preview Lions-Miami matchup, Ford Field, Sunday, 1 p.m. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ken Brown.
All right, we're doing these previews every week. For people that don't know from our regular podcast on Monday, we're talking about just the game. Mike, 1-5 Lions, 4-3 Dolphins. The vote of confidence came out this week by Sheila Ford, Hamp. Does it make a difference? Is this a game? Does this make any difference in the game this week?
No, I don't think so. I think it was a good thing for her to do. I think she came out and said what she wanted to say, and she said, you know, she wanted to talk to the media, but she said, "We're really, I'm talking to the fans." And she says she's remaining patient. She's frustrated. She wants to win, but she used the word tear down in describing this process. I think that's the first time anybody in the organization has come out flatly and said exactly what it is. It's not just a build-up or a rebuild. It's a tear-down. That's what it started with. This is phase two this year as part of the build-up and continue next year and so on. But, yeah, I thought it was a good thing for her to do. Wouldn't say it cleared the air or anything like that, but it did show that, you know, she has some, as she said, using her words, that she believes in the people who are at the top of the organization, including the general manager, Brad Holmes, and the head coach, Dan Campbell. So those people out there who want to start the new coach search, wait till next year.
All right, we'll talk about it Monday on the podcast. And if you're listening to this, please tune in Monday, because I got definite thoughts about the BS that she said. But we'll talk about that another time. This is all about Miami Dolphins game. Miami Dolphins 4-3, started off real hot. Tua gets hurt, injured. Out for a while. He's back now. Teddy Bridgewater is the backup, and you got to know that because Tua has been known to be hurt from college to pro. He's not a very he gets hurt a lot. Just put it like that. Different types of injuries. He's got a hip that one day is going to cause him problems, and it might be a career shortener. So he does have these problems. He's not the biggest guy in the world either, but the Lions have to put pressure on him. You think the Lions can get pressure on this offensive line?
Well, I don't know. They haven't done much on anybody else yet. I thought they picked it up last week against the Dallas Cowboys in that loss. I thought they played good football. I thought they were the better team for three quarters when it was 10-6 going into the fourth quarter, and they just didn't match up the rest of the way. Too many turnovers. They had 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter, and that's what really cost them the game. Now, whether the Cowboys would have won anyway, I mean, who the heck knows, but it certainly didn't help anything. They've got to take better care of the ball. They talked about that. The head coach, Dan Campbell, and Jared Goff, the quarterback, talked about him being more protective of the ball. You just can't give it away the way the Detroit Lions did and win games. It's impossible.
Well, to me, that's the problem. You stated it right there. The problem to me is they don't have a closer yet on defense. And they don't have the closers healthy on offense. Closers on offense, to me, were Swift and St. Brown right now. Those are your closers. And you can close a game out by, you know, keeping the ball, by running it or getting a short pass or getting, you know, making those first downs. That's how they won the game they won. And last year when they had the streak at the end, that's how they won those games. This year they haven't had those guys because they've been hurt, so they haven't been able to close. And like you said, they'll play good for three quarters, but they can't close. Defensively, they don't have a closer yet. Glover Quinn used to be a closer on that Lions team. They used to have close. Sue was a close. They had closers. So until either Hutchinson steps up to that point or they find somebody can be that, they're always going to be have these games where they go down to the wire but lose. So these are the next steps I expect them to see. And in reference to Sunday's game, to me, it's going to be all about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and how the Lions handle that. Because if they're not going to get heat on, those guys can be running wild. And if they do get heat on, they got to have guys in that back end to be able to at least be around those guys.
Well, they've got, you know, when you talk about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, you're talking about two of the fastest receivers in the league on the same team. And they're in the top 4 in pass and receiving yards in the league. Two players, two wide receivers. Two elite pass catchers, two guys with speed, and they rank in the top 4 in receiving yards. So, you know, it really is a tough it's a tough cover for the Detroit Lions this week. I thought they picked it up in recent weeks. They got to pick it up another notch or so to deal with these two guys. On the other side of the ball, though, speaking about what you said, you know, DeAndre Swift and Amon-Ra St. Brown both at full practice the last 2 days, so that's a good sign for the Detroit Lions. Fully expect them to go Sunday and play like they're at full strength.
Yeah. And like I said, that's going to be the key to the game to me is how much you can limit. And Miami, look, for all the things you just said about Jaylen Waddle and Tariq Hill, the Miami Dolphins offense is not a big explosive. They had a big game that first game with the 6 touchdown passes that Tua threw. But besides that, they're not. I'm looking at their scores. They're not big scoring right now. You know, they're not this offensive juggernaut. So the Lions, if they can score points, they can stay in this game. And that's why I think that they have a chance to win. Miami's running back is Raheem Mostert, who used to be with the 49ers last year. Remember, he was the one I think had that big first game against the Lions in the first game last year.
Well, he's got, I think, almost 400 yards rushing, which is pretty good. It's a good solid start to the season. One thing about Tua, you know, he's got 9 touchdown passes, 6 in one game. He's got 3 interceptions, 2 of those in that very same game. Think about that. In one game, 6 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions by the quarterback. I mean, that's really throwing the ball around.
Yeah, that was a fluke. I watched that game. That was that Baltimore game. But look at their point totals, 20 points. Then they had the 42 where you were talking about. Then they had 21. But the last few weeks, 15, 17. They had a 24 against Minnesota and 16 last week. So, like I said, it's, even with these, the skill players they have, it's not this big juggernaut. So the Lions can stay in this game if they can get some offense. And that's where I want to see the improvement this week on the offense.
No, I would think so, since they've only, scored, 6 points in the last 2 games? Yeah, I think performance boost by the offense would be something you'd want to see. Look, not only does it put points on the board, but it takes pressure off the defense. For every first down you get, that's 3 plays that the defense doesn't have to play. And I think it's vital. The way this team is built right now, absolutely vital for this offense. I don't know if they're going to go back up to 35 points a game like they did for the first 4 games. Get up there in the 20s. I don't think that's asking too much.
Well, one thing nobody's talking about is, what do the last 2 games where they scored 6 points and no points have in common?
Turnovers.
No. They were on the road and they were outside. You know, at home, they score points. We don't know who's out there. If you remember the Seattle game, they had all the damn whole receiving class gone and they still scored a bunch of points. So I think that Goff is more comfortable at home. I think he's more comfortable in a controlled environment like inside. And I just think that this offense will be better. We're worried about what happens on the road later. But I think at home, you got to start protecting your home turf, and the Lions need to start winning home games.
Well, I agree with that, Kenny. Look, I've been harping about this for years, 3-4 years now, that Ford Field on game day, that place rocks, and they have not taken advantage of Ford Field being home field advantage. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's season after season after season goes by, and the Lions are 2-6 at home, 3-5, something like that. It's no wonder they're going nowhere.
Exactly. As soon as they do that. All right, so let's give it our prediction here. Mike, you got the Lions and the Miami Dolphins. Who are you picking?
I'm going to take the Detroit Lions in this game 30-20. I think it's the same score I had them beating Seattle by. I think they'll do a better job against Tua Tagovailoa than they did against Geno Smith. I like the Detroit Lions in this game, win by 10.
I'll take the Lions by 31-21. 31-21.
So you're stealing my
pick. I'm stealing you. Taking your 31-21. All right, that'll be it. We'll see you guys Monday on the K&M podcast. That's it for the At the Game segment.